We are back with a brand new episode of Nerd Empire Wrestling. I'm your host, Jose Jimenez, and I'm here with my co-host, my main man, Adonde Estás, aka Isaac. What's good, my brother?
Yo, what's the word, my guy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I just got done with Revolution. I know you did too.
That's right, that's right.
Crazy, right? Yo, it was a long show, my brother.
Long as shit, man. I thought this was WrestleMania.
Were you always looking at the clock and I'm like, hold on, we approaching midnight and we haven't even gotten to the main event yet? You know, like I was just like, whoa, this is a lengthy pay-per-view, but I kind of get it though, brother, because they don't have pay-per-views so consistently like other companies like WWE and NXT. So
Yeah.
I guess they try to throw as much as they can with their pay-per-views and try to fit in as much as they can with their storylines and everything, since they are so limited with their pay-per-views.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna play a factor in each match. I guess we run through real quick as far as the timing. That's gonna be in my critique. So good thing you brought that up.
Okay. No, yeah, absolutely, man. So it's, you know, speaking about critique, you know, let's kind of go in and break down this Revolution card, you know, kind of jump into the main card. I mean, we all know what happened with the buy-in and everything like that, but I just want to really concentrate on the main card because I
Yeah.
feel like that's where all the meat and potatoes were at. This is what we were all kind of waiting for and really, you know, hyped up about as wrestling fans. And they gave us a good kickoff match, which I was kind of shocked they kicked off with the Young Bucks against Jericho and MJF for the tag titles.
Yeah, I was too, but I mean, if you do look at the card, it makes sense.
Okay.
It made sense. I wasn't
Okay.
that. I was cool with the match. I think. This is like I guess it's the further along the Inner Circle story, so I guess in that way it's good. I mean, it wasn't the greatest match on the card, but it wasn't the worst neither. It was a cool match.
Yeah, I kind of wanted the Hangman Matt Hardy match on this part of the, I'm sorry, the Jeff Hardy match on this part
Oh,
of the
to
card.
open up the show.
Yeah, I felt that you know, for me going in, this is just me speaking, Isaac, I feel like that's the match that kind of was just like, okay, it could be good for you know, between Hangman and Matt, or it could be boring, you know. I think to kick off the show, to get people with the excitement is already in the air. People already, you know, entering the building. They're like, yes, we're here. We're gonna get to see, you know, this great card. And I think it'll be good to kind of get a card like that. I mean, a match like that, that a lot of people are kind of going into it, like myself, where it's like, you know, I don't know if this is gonna be a good card, a good match, or a bad match. You know, I think the other match that could have been put in there could have been the Miro against Kip Sabian match.
Oh, that one, I would have started to
You
show off with
know.
that.
Right, with Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy, because it was a short match, you know, and I feel like there was some story to it, but it could have kicked off the show and got everybody going, and I think it would have been a good way to kick off the show. But I get it. I really enjoyed the Bucks match also. I think the you know, we're at the edge of our seat right now with what's going to go on with Inner Circle. You know, are they on the verge of adding new members? Are they on the verge of breaking up? If they did win, you know, what was going to happen when we later on in the show when we got the tag team battle royal, because Proud and Powerful was in it. Were we going to see a face off with that? I feel like they dropped the ball in this match a little bit. I would have liked to see Jericho and MJF take the belt off Matt and Nick. I just think that they don't need the tag titles, the Bucks, to be over. They're a team that's over. They're the Bucks, for crying out loud. You know, I think MJF and Jericho, storyline wise, the belts would have benefited them a little bit more.
I hear you. I'm you know my opinion on this. I mean, as far as I want this to move along already. I'm not a fan of Jericho. I'm not a fan of Jericho and MJF together. I think it was cool while we got it, but I personally think, and I know you're an MJF guy, so I think he's past this. I honestly don't think he needs Jericho at all. I think this was a way of Jericho trying to make himself relevant, which is another form of how how his character always evolves and changes to make sure that he keeps up with the times. And I also think, in a way, yeah, it was to further along and make MJF more credible. So I think it was like a little bit of both. I'm sure
Okay.
Jericho like the idea also because he can attach himself to it. Also, in a genuine way, he would like to further along MJF's career because I could see the resemblance, you know, as far as the charisma and everything that they have. So I'm not saying it in a, like, he's in a completely from a spiteful angle. You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying, I just think it ran its course already. I hope this new war council thing that they're doing Wednesday night, I hope it's going to turn around on Jericho and bite him in the ass. I hope, if anything, MJF takes the inner circle from him.
I wasn't thinking of it that way. That's a good point.
Yeah, I hope that Jericho feels like, oh, we're going to make changes in Jericho. And that's why MJF was like, yeah, I agree. And then when it comes that night, he's going to say, because it was Jericho who was pinned, no?
Who was it pinned? If I'm correct, I think it was Jericho that was pinned.
So I think that's
yes, it was Jericho that was pinned. Yes.
I think MJF may play it off like that. I just, you know what it is? I'm just a Proud and Powerful fan or supporter.
Yes.
I think that they're in the wrong spot. I don't think that's this inner circle thing is playing out to work for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So anything to get them away from them. And I like MJF and Wardlow together alone. And I would be okay with Jericho and just Hager alone too. So, I mean, that's how I feel about that. So hopefully, I mean, this is where it was going, but definitely a decent opener.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Yeah. The surprising thing, speaking of surprising, Isaac, I don't know if you noticed, but did you see that there was no Sammy involved anywhere in this match?
No, I wasn't surprised.
No, you wasn't? Okay.
No, I think they have him in the tuck, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they have something really situated for him, or mm-hmm. they're trying to formulate something for him. I almost feel like we haven't even seen the last of Jericho and Sammy. Maybe that's where
we haven't.
Maybe that's where Jericho goes after this.
I want that feud. I want that feud. Honestly, I want the feud between him and Chris. You know, I agree. I think MJF should go on his own. The guy's like the best heel in the business. I will argue that with anybody. You know, no one can get over as a heel as good as he does and be not only entertaining but win matches. You get me?
Yeah.
I know I had this debate with somebody else saying that no one gives more heat than Baron Corbin. I was like, well, MJF does. But MJF looks good doing it because he also wins matches. That's what true heels do. When Flair was a heel, he wasn't getting jobbed out. You get me? He was the heel winning matches and winning titles. And I think MJF could be that. And I think him leaving or taking over the inner circle would be great. You know, so I 100% agree with you. And Chris, yeah, Chris is always recreating himself and everything. And I think MJF being put with him is a part of that. So MJF can start learning a little bit of the insides of developing a character. But overall, great match. You know what's funny? Do you know how long this match went?
How long?
17 minutes and 50 seconds. They almost got 20 minutes to kick off the show.
Yeah, sometimes I think a few matches on this show was way too long. And this is probably one of them.
Right. Right. Yeah, this was a lot, man. I mean,
17 minutes for an opener.
17 minutes is for opener, yeah. And then one more thing that I wanted to talk about was the one part about this match that made me upset is, all right, you got the heels doing heelish things, right, Isaac? And that's the way they get over, and that's the way they get the crowd involved, and that's the way they win a lot of the matches. I did not like the bat spot match. I mean, part of the match.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought you was.
No, it's all right. Well, go ahead. What you was going to say, brother?
I don't like the bat part because, fuck, Jericho, you know Sting's whole shit is the bat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like they have a problem with, like, doubling up on
doing
things.
Doing too
on
much?
This, on, no, yeah, like doubling up on the show. Like, they'll do the same thing that, you know, everyone knows the cat's out the bag, right? This is all, you know, predetermined, everything's situated, like they have the night planned out. Like, you know, once Sting was coming in, he should have deaded the bat. Like he should have tried to leave the bat alone just so it could just seem some, you know, Sting had that whole scene. We'll get into it later with Darby. He throws the bat through the window. He catches the bat, you know, cause that's like Sting. Mm-hmm. That's like Thor with the hammer, Sting with the bat. It's just so, mm-hmm. I didn't like that part either with Jericho. There's like 100 things under the ring that they can use.
Yeah, I just didn't like that. I just didn't like that he kicked out of it too. You get me? Like, he got
Oh
hit with a
my
baseball bat for
God,
crying out
bro.
loud.
But
That was the part that I hated the most, is
the
like,
shit,
how you kick out of
I'm not surprised at which buck it wasn't either. Of course it was Matt that was gonna kick out of that.
Yeah, I just like, really? I was like,
He's like a little, he's like a
I
baby
was
Hulk
like,
Hogan, you know?
yeah, it's like, to me, I think that took the, like, not the gas out of the arena, the energy out of the arena. I think it just killed the match. You get me?
It's silly, bro. Even when he has his little, when he does like the double suplex to people, where he like suplexes two people at the same time. You know what I'm talking about? Get the
I know exactly what you're talking
like,
about.
stop it, man. Stop it. Stop it. Shawn Michaels is probably the best in-ring performer ever, and they're probably in the same size class. And Shawn Michaels would never have put that move in his.
In his repertoire.
No, because it's just some things you just don't do. It just takes the imagination out of everything, you know, like the
It
dispense.
does.
So, you know, when I seen him kick out the bat and MJF's finisher,
Yeah, I was like, really? This
it's
is
one thing because they already kick out of everything anyway. But you kick out of a bat and then you kick out of one of the top heels in the company's finisher. Like, that's so undermining to him. So I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. I don't like guys kicking out of finishers like that. Like, get all right, if it's a match at WrestleMania and the energy's in the building and you still got like a few minutes left to milk that match and you want to do something like that, great. But kicking out of people's finishers all the time, like that was a no-no back in the day in the company.
Yeah.
Like, you don't kick out of people's finishers, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you got hit with the finisher, that's it, game over, night's over. So that was the one thing that I didn't like. I'm not trying to be ticky-tack or anything, but overall great match. Let's see what goes on from here. Let's see what's next for the Bucks and what's next for Inner Circle after that meeting that they have on Wednesday. So I'm looking forward to see what goes on with that. But kind of moving along, we got the Battle Royal, the tag team Battle Royal. This was a lot. This was a lot of teams in the ring. We saw some storylines get set up here, which I knew that was going to happen going into the actual event and the actual match.
Yeah.
It was an overall great performance. It was good to see Austin Gunn and Colton Gunn. I never have seen them perform live. I've missed a few of the times that they perform on Dynamite. It was good to see them. I feel like they have something. They got a good look. I got to see more of them first. It was good to see Bear Country. I know you put me on to them being
Yeah.
on on AEW Dark last night. I actually watched them a few years ago in the indie circuit, so it was good to see them in AEW. So it's we got to see Peter Avalon, the true jabroni of the AEW, with Cesar Bononi, who was also an AEW.
But I
It
like
was a
that
good
team.
overall
I
tag
actually like
match.
that.
Yeah,
I
I
like
do
that
too.
pairing because he's so trash, Avalon. But he has a lot of charisma. Like he does that early 90s WWF heel really good. That
That's a good
squirmy.
look.
Yeah, and then teaming him with Benoni is a good
It's
look. Yeah,
perfect.
it works. It works. It works.
Yeah, he has like a Barry Horowitz look, which is like true jobber, bro. But of course, this wouldn't be a Nerd Empire wrestling episode without talking about Marco Stunt and the actual botch, who the kind of botch that they did, that Uno was supposed to actually front flip into the mat, and he actually went into the post instead, which was a little freaking weird.
Really weird.
But the ending of this match was the best part for me, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I know that's for everybody. Jungle Boy can fucking go. That kid can go. And to see him go against Rey Fénix, I was like, yo, this I would like to see these guys one on one at main event of Dynamite.
Yeah. So I text you. I was like, man, this pairing right here is like, I don't remember seeing them go head to head like that. I mean, I could be wrong because so many things happen in AEW, so they could have maybe a little bit, but I don't remember it off the top of the head. So that was really cool. A few highlights in here. I was happy to see the Sydal brothers in here. This match felt like it was two different matches. Like it picked up once like Phoenix got in there and they had like all that other stuff. And that's to me when the match really got interesting. But I did like to see a lot of those young teams, like the Varsity Blondes. Like you said, the Gun Club. I wish they weren't with the fucking Nightmare Family. I feel like everyone's with the fucking Nightmare Family. It's like everyone got to be a part of something. Can't they just be like Billy Gunn's sons? The gun club, isn't that just
Yeah.
like a club of its
Yeah.
own? When
It should just be his own
Yeah, it's
thing.
weird. But yeah, this match was cool. I mean, these matches always get me scared because the more people in the ring in an AEW match just calls for more botches, and there were some here.
Yeah.
But I was surprised because I honestly was expecting a lot more in this tag team Royal Rumble basically match. So I was like happily pleased with the outcome. I was okay with that. One thing I thought was weird. I guess they're gonna start pushing QT Marshall as a heel because he had that weird spot
Yeah.
with Dustin,
Yeah,
where
he
he,
spit at him and
yeah,
everything.
because he throws
He throws
out,
the gun
right,
club
throws the
out.
gun club out, and Dustin's, all upset with him and
Not
shit,
have
and
him,
then he
yeah.
leaves. I don't know where that's going, but it was just an honorary mention of the match, but it was cool.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Top Flight was not in this match.
No, they weren't.
You didn't notice
No,
that?
no, no. I didn't notice that until you just mentioned it. Yeah, they weren't.
Yeah, like I wonder if that was like a last minute, pull where they pulled him out for a reason. Hopefully it's not an injury or anything involving COVID. But they weren't in the match. I was surprised, because I think this would have been a great match for them to show off that high flying skill where there's so many people in the ring,
Yeah.
right? I feel like they could have did some good spots. Like the one thing I do want to say before we move on is Ray Phoenix got to chill. Don't get me wrong, I love his energy, Isaac. I always talk about he's one of my favorite on the AEW roster. But that Huracan Rana through the ropes, I mean, I'm sorry, the suicide dive through the ropes and he fell into the crowd. You gotta chill because once we go live, right, and we start getting people in the crowd, they're not gonna catch you. There's gonna be people moving out the way, or you're gonna hurt somebody or
Yeah,
hurt
we
yourself.
spoke about that
It's,
before.
those are not matted, walls like WWE with the actual ramp. I mean, the actual side panel is matted.
Bro,
Those are all
if
steel.
those were there, he would kill himself. If it was
Yeah.
NXT, how NXT has like basically
Oh, with
this
the
like
steel
the
kick with
hockey
the
walls,
gate?
basically,
Yeah, he'll kill
he would
himself.
crash into that shit because I don't think he knows how to. He's like homie from the Mighty Ducks, but he
Yeah.
couldn't do it. I don't know. I think it was part two or something like that. Where he couldn't slow down. He
He
couldn't
couldn't
stop.
stop.
Yeah.
The skater.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it reminds me of that because it's like either he's doing it because he thinks it's cool or it's like he literally can't stop. But I think we both spoke about that before. And you're 100% right. Like he's gonna, if you're gonna have like some old lady front row or something, some
Yeah,
people
or
or a
kid,
kid, you're gonna
like,
take a kid's fucking head off. Like,
yeah, you gotta be
you
careful.
gotta chill, yeah. He,
Gotta slow down.
but
He's gotta slow down. The big thing for me is I don't want to see him get hurt, Isaac. That's the biggest thing. You get him, he's such a talent, and I don't want to see him just take a bad bump or injury or even hurt somebody else, man, because you gotta catch him. You get what I'm saying? Like, when he does those suicide dives, the point of it is for you to catch him to slow down his momentum. And sometimes, things happen.
yep.
But the last thing I want to see is something on TV where he hurts himself or a fan. So you just got to be careful, man. But, and all in all, Ray Phoenix and Pac, I think they have a good opportunity to take the belt off the Bucks.
I hope
I
so. That would
really
be
do.
good. I mean, they're a fun tag team to watch. Just real quick,
Think about that match,
to go
right?
into that dive, there's a reason why you didn't see RVD doing that from the outside ring into the front flip crowd thing that he was doing in ECW, where he would jump from the ring into the fucking crowd head first.
Into the
When he
crowd.
went to WWE,
Yeah.
he wasn't doing no, he probably maybe done it like in a crazy ladder match, but maybe not to that effect.
Right.
Because he was in a few ladder matches in WWE, so I can't 100% say he didn't do something similar WWE style of that, but the recklessness of it, there was a reason. So Phoenix got to chill, and this is an interesting team, right? Because you essentially think you're gonna get Phoenix and Penta, so now you're getting Pac and him. It's a
Right.
different dynamic, but it's still a dope team. So I just want to see what happens. I just want to see what if, I Pac is going to give us good mic work against the Bucks. So hopefully this could it could be drawn out a little bit because it looks like MJF and Jericho are out the picture with that. They're going to go into something else. So yeah, this is cool. Bring it on.
Oh, absolutely. Going into to me, and again, I want to get your point of view on this too, Isaac, as we were texting back and forth. One of the toughest matches for me to watch at a night, And it's a shame because I love women's wrestling. I just love women. I just feel like these women go out there and they're giving their all and they put on a great show. And again, these girls put on a great show, but I just felt like it just wasn't doing it for me. There was a lot of botches. There was a lot of points that the selling wasn't well. The moves weren't hit properly. The Hiroki Shida against Ryo Mizunami match just didn't, it fell flat for me. It really did.
This match to me probably my least favorite match of the night, man. This one I cared nothing about because I caught glimpses of that tournament and it wasn't doing it for me. I thought the wrong person climbed to the top. I do like the fact that they're giving people a chance to be seen and recognized on a bigger level. So I could respect that aspect of it, but this was subpar. The whole corner beginning of the thing where they're doing these weak ass chest slaps. Like we just got past Wednesday where you possibly saw the biggest man, Shaq, do the craziest chest slaps to Cody. Like, and then we get introduced to this Sunday where it's these little baby bullshit chops and Sheeta, the world champions, with selling these shits in the corner. And it bothered me because it's like, this is your company. She's not really signed here. I know you guys have a history. Take control of the match and don't sell those shits. It took me out the match from the beginning. And then the I don't know her name, the challenger, I'm gonna call her, because yes, a lot of
Mizunami?
people, I don't know. I'm not gonna go crazy term her name. What's her name?
Mizunami.
Mizunami,
Mizunami.
Miz. Just the dancing. It's like, this match was not doing it for me.
Just didn't do it for
Way too
you.
long,
And
too.
I understand that. Yeah, it was what I think clocked it at 15 minutes almost. Yeah, it was a 15-minute match. I just didn't like the ending also where you get Nyla Rose running in with Vicky Guerrero. And then you also get Thunder Rosa coming out to help him out. You also get Britt Baker in the mix. It was a
I don't
mess. I'll
mind
be honest. It was just a mess.
the Rosa thing if like something has to happen already. Like, are you guys gonna make a play and sign this girl already? You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool with the Thunder Rosa Britt Baker shit. Push it. Keep dragging it out. Go ahead, go with it. It works. They have something. They put on a decent match, and it makes sense because both of those girls can go, so it works out. But I don't know what's the point of it. You know what I mean? And it just was sloppy. Like, they always do this. But anyway, move along.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, let's see what's next for, for Hiroku and see what happens with her with the title. I don't know, man. I just can't imagine her holding the title much longer. I think we need to get somebody in there that can continue to bring that title up to the levels that it should be. It's just
We need
it's
a
not
girl
doing
that
it
can
for me.
talk,
You get
bro.
me? It's,
They need to put down someone that could talk, and the only person that could talk right now, and like it or not, is Britt Baker. Yeah,
is Britt.
put it on the
So
talker, bro.
she
Someone
needs the
needs to
belt.
talk shit. That's why Kenny's making that belt interesting. You know what I'm saying? Because he's talking shit. It's always fun watching the face, the baby face, in pursuit of the championship. And then sometimes when the baby face gets it gets boring a little bit. That's just what wrestling is sometimes. But that pursuit is always much more fun to watch. So just having Britt hold that belt and be dominant holding it would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, it will. It will. But kind of like moving along with the card, we talked about the Miro and Kip Sabian match with Chuck Taylor and Orange Cassidy. This was a, I don't know if it's fair to say it was a squash. It went the way I expected it to. They made Miro look like a monster. Kip Sabian made him look like he's just the weak link in that team. He's always worried about his wife in the corner, and it was cool. Like Miro used her as a shield almost. By pushing Orange Cassidy into her. So I don't know if that's going to play out into the storyline between him and Kip, probably, separating or having issues with that. Chuck Taylor getting thrown into the glass before the match started. It was a little weird to me because it's like, all right, cool. If the match was supposed to start backstage, just start it backstage and have him fight into the ring, not, hit my music. And then he's dragging out Miro, and then you got Orange Cassidy coming out with the Superman punch. It was a old school squash match. It was all right, cool. You built Miro. That's the direction you're headed, which I think that's the
That's what it
direction
looks
you're
like.
headed. They want to build him as a monster, and let's see how what is all where all this goes in the next
I
couple of
like
weeks.
the unhinged Rusev. I think if that's what it just should have been off the get, so I'm kind of okay with the attack first, but I'm not okay with him breaking his head through the thing because we're just already filled with a night that is violent and crazy already, so it's like a little repetitive. But overall, I thought he looked really good in this. I hope this is a way to get him away from Kip. Not that I have anything majorly against Kip, because I like him and Penelope together. It's a good match, but I need them away. I needed away, and I think maybe the announcers were trying to do that by saying this guy's a future. I mean, once he wants to get his direction in the championship, start looking in that direction, that is going to be a problem. And I just hope that's what they're doing with him, because this whole angle, like him feuding with Chuck, is not worth it. So I'm a little over it. So I hope this is over, man.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. Kind of moving forward with this match, this is like the middle portion of it. We got to like we talked about earlier, Hangman Page against Matt Hardy. This match, I know you said it was better than
Hell
what you thought
yeah.
it was, and it was a good match. It was a good match. I mean, Hangman needs to move on from this mid-card shit and
Yeah.
move up to a big, in the title picture, or move up to a bigger feud, because the dude is freaking money, bro. The guy is just flat out probably one of the best talents they have on the
But
roster.
what this did do was, if you look at it in a positive light, it did show. I mean, he already did that with Jericho for the championship. But again, it shows like he went with a vet, and a lot of people could say whatever they want to say about Matt. And still, with his age and some of his disadvantages that he things he can't do anymore. Not that he was ever the bigger high flyer. That's always been Jeff anyway. But he's always been the more grounded fighter. But still, it was nice to see that he can hang. He can hang with somebody like Matt Hardy, someone that's been around, and I got to give credit to Matt because he made this more interesting as a heel. He made it work for he did his job as a heel. He made it work for Hangman. So this why I said it was better than I thought it would be. Not that it was anything like a match of the night or anything like that, but it was like you said, we said in the beginning, this is a match that I would have looked at and been like, man, this has a potential. Which most matches do, but more so than anything, this match could have been like really caca, or it would have been fire. You know what I mean? So it ended up having a nice like balance. Like I was like, all right, they kind of putting on like a wrestling match. Like it's just a wrestling match. It wasn't like too crazy. It wasn't too much spectacles going on. It was just they were telling a story with his arm being hurt, and sometimes. In a card like this, where it's so crazy, I can appreciate those little nuances, those little things, because that's the wrestling I can't grew up with. So I grew up with ECW and seeing some crazy shit, but I also grew up watching just mat wrestle re good matches. So I was happy with that. Like, all right, man, at least this wasn't fucking boring because I like Paige and I need him. Oh, I want to see him in better position. So I was hoping like, oh, the hope this wouldn't be a bomb, like a stinker, because it will fall on him a little bit. So I was happy to see that it wasn't, and hopefully they don't even pick this shit up no more. What do you think about the Dark Order running out and giving him the beer, him drinking the beers with him with them? Is that like an official? I mean, I guess he's always been kind of neutral and cool with them, but like, you think they're like really pushing that he's gonna roll with them?
They're pushing it. I don't think it's official yet, though, brother. I think we're gonna have to see AEW Dynamite to see where it goes with it. But I wouldn't be surprised if he does make a move there.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, negative one wasn't there, which is funny. I didn't see him for the
No, he
whole
must have
night.
school in the morning. He must have school in the
So,
morning.
yeah, I was gonna say he probably got class in the
Playing from
morning.
late to work.
So I didn't see him there. So it was I think this is a sign of things to come.
Right.
Definitely. And I wouldn't be opposed to him being with the Dark Order, and I wouldn't rule it out of him being part of the Dark Order. So this is gonna be something that we have to, like, you know, sit back and see how it all plays out.
All right.
But this was one of the most I think intriguing matches on the card, because we had one slot left out, which is the ladder match for the brass ring to see who gets the title shot on Wednesday against Darby Allin for the TNT title. And we were all wondering, like, who's this last member going to be? Who is the last member going to be? And it ended up being Ethan Page, All Ego. I was excited about that. Isaac, how do you feel?
Yeah, I was pleasantly happy with that. I saw some people were speculating online, and his name did pop up. I initially didn't think of him. I don't know for whatever reason I
Me
didn't. But
neither.
when I saw that earlier today, I said okay. But it was a few other people there, so it was not like I locked my. I still didn't have like a locked in idea of him being that other dude. I was more excited about this reveal than the other signee that everyone else was more focused on.
We can talk about that. We can talk about the.
When we get I guess when we get there. But yeah, I was happy to see there was Paige, because even though we have two pages, we just spoke about one. Yeah, I was happy to see that it was somebody that, because I knew whoever was gonna be in this match, Jose, was gonna be like really active. You know what I'm saying? Like how what we got Cage was a mystery guy, and like, I just knew it would be somebody that was gonna be like active and within the age range of like big possibilities. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was happy for. Like, all right, at least it's somebody that, hey man, has a lot of charisma, has a good look, and he can wrestle. And he has, and
Good
yeah, it's
signing.
really good signing. And something that's gonna be all underlooked, he has good height. You know what I mean? Like when he was next to Cody, there was very similar in height. So in a company where they're critiqued on having a lot of small people, this was good to see somebody of, I don't know what he's like, probably like 6'2", 6'3", which is like fairly big now in wrestling, believe it or not. Like being 6'2", 6'3", back in the day that wasn't. But I was pleasantly happy with this match. How about you?
I was happy about it. You know, I think it was good. The only thing that I didn't like, and I told you about this, was that giant brass ring
Right, we're gonna
hanging
talk
over
about that.
the hanging over the ceiling. I was like, all right, I get it. You know, I would have rather it be a briefcase. I would have rather it be a something besides the brass ring. I'm gonna be honest. Like I just felt like it was a little too gimmicky with that. You know what I idea that I had. I like how UFC does it. They have an interim title. It would have been cool to have one. You know,
Okay.
just grab it off the thing and then, you know, bring it the day that you have your match or the briefcase. Like, boom, give it to the ref. I'm cashing it in for the TNT title shot. Like, it doesn't have to be the title shot that week. It could be you cash in whenever. You get me? But I know they don't want to be very WWE-ish with it. But, you know, New Japan does something very similar to it, and it works for them, you know. So I would have rather it be something like that. But overall, it was a great match. I just felt like the selling with the Cody was a little bit over the
Oh,
top.
yeah.
I think if they were going to do that, like, don't put him in the ramp. Don't put him in a walkway where we can see what's going on, because we know he's going to come back out. If you're going to go all the way to the back with it, have him come back out with a brace or something on and make it more believable, you know. And again, it's the cameraman. The cameraman is just catching so many things, you know. Even when
We always
Penta
talk about that, yeah.
did the move and boom, right, he caught the tap on the head. It was, you know, it was like, you don't got to catch everything. Once the move is done, pan back to the
Yep.
action, you know. So it was good. I wanted Penta to win the match personally. I would have liked to see him against Darby. I think having them feud out, it would have been cool, because you could have played into Darby's dark side with Penta.
Okay. Yeah,
You
I can see
know,
that.
I mean, I know you felt the right man won. Scorpio Sky is a hell of a talent, and I think they're trying to push him now as a solo star. Him kind of moving, not separating himself from SCU, but kind of being a solo superstar. I mean, I wanted to ask you the question, like, why do you feel like he was the right guy?
I'm going to elaborate on that before I elaborate on that real quick, before I lose the train of my thought. I do agree with you.
No, go ahead.
I thought the ring was hokey. But the, why I said I was cool with the ring because I was praying that it wasn't a briefcase because New Japan already did the briefcase. And I didn't want to see a third
Okay.
briefcase. You know what I mean? So I was just like, anything but the fucking briefcase. But when I saw what the ring looked like, because initially what I thought the ring would be would just be a ring. I don't know. I don't know what kind of
Right.
ring, like a gymnasium ring. I wasn't thinking that it would look like a toilet seat or like or how it did
Right,
look, you
right.
know? So yeah, I was just happy it wasn't a briefcase, but I wish it was something different. I do like the fact that they're trying to start their own thing. I just hope Scorpio Sky ain't walking around with that big ass ring.
Yeah, hope not neither.
But I don't think so because it's going
That'll be
straight to
comical.
Dynamite. Like it's not like it's gonna be
Right.
like 4 months from now. It's like in 3 or 4 days. So maybe
Right.
he's not gonna even use it. It was just to grab the brass ring, so whatever. But maybe they gotta work on what that ring looks like. Or have an actual ring that says the brass ring or something like 3D letters. Like something, I don't know. Come up with something. Maybe just like have it almost look like a championship ring, but without the actual belt. Just like maybe a metal type circle thing going on. I don't know. But
Right.
I was actually surprised with this match too. I mean, there was some spots in here that I was not feeling. I agree with you a lot with that Cody shit and the camera shit. But I was expecting a lot more fucking botches out of this. To be honest with you, like I really was expecting a lot more, and they were some.
There
Of
were, yeah.
course, definitely was with AEW. But I was expecting a lot more. So I was happy that it was at least decent. Because things could get real crazy with the ladder. You know who I thought looked, I was happy with? I was happy with Lance. Because there was parts in
Okay.
there that they played it and they gave him that dominant role. And that's what
They
they
did.
need to give him
I
that
like
more
that.
often. Like those crazy, like oh, everyone sold those choke slams perfect. I was even surprised with Cody how good Cody sold that shit. Not saying that Cody don't sell good, but you know, lately Cody's like a superstar. So sometimes I feel like I'm scared like Cody's gonna get soft. So when I saw him take that choke slam the way he took it, I was like, all right, he's putting in the yeah.
No, he takes it. Cody is one of those guys that he'll sell for you, bro. He definitely will. He has no problems with that. And I that's what I love about Cody.
But yeah, I was pleasantly happy with it, man. I thought it was gonna really be like a fucking mess, but it wasn't that bad. It
Right.
wasn't that bad. So decent ladder match.
So why did you
Oh,
like
sorry.
Scorpio?
I
So why
thought
did you like
only
Scorpio?
because I
No, it's all
thought
right.
they were on a good path with him. Like like at some point they had real good momentum with him, and then it just stopped. Like out of nowhere, it just stopped. That's why there's no other way for me to explain it. It
No,
was like there was
no,
some
right. No,
momentum,
it's valid. Yeah, 100%
and it just
valid. It
stopped.
did
And
stop.
then they start showing commercials of him doing a podcast talking about nothing. Like, bro, you're like you like I'm want to see you get it in the ring, bro. Like I'm those behind you, and then they have you. Like I'm not opposed to you doing different things. Like do your thing. Everyone, I mean, we're doing a podcast, so it's not, I have nothing against podcasts. It's just, damn, in the middle of his momentum, why did you stop it? Like,
Right, this
yes, it
push,
just
right.
was very weird. It was like this all of a sudden, this halt, and he disappeared for a while. I don't know if he was injured, they don't want to tell us, but that's why I thought the right one, because I was like, yeah, get back to this. Like, this dude obviously has some kind of talent, and either one between him and Penta. Would put in a good match with Darby, so that's what I'm happy about too.
It's
At
gonna be
least it's gonna
good.
be a good match.
It's gonna be good. Correct. Correct. So, moving along, this is the part that one of the night, well, the biggest part of the night that some people, well, most people were waiting for is the announcement of the second big talent that Paul White announced that was coming to AEW and that was a potential future Hall of Famer. And yeah, as we see the gimmick, which he can outwork everyone, and it ended up being Christian Cage. He made his entrance, really cool. Had the t-shirt on, signed the contract in the middle of a ring. The only problem that I had with that is, why was the podium there? They put a podium in the front. I'm thinking he's gonna go there, he's gonna sign a contract there, maybe say a few words, and then boom, we'll see him in the next couple of weeks, or see him whenever, they decide to book him. But I don't know if that was planned. I don't know if the podium's gonna be part of his gimmick. You get me, later on, where he's gonna do some stuff there. I don't know, but I think this is a really good signing for them. I really do. I think Christian can help a lot of the guys backstage. I don't think he's going to be super, super active. I think he's going to be on a limited basis. And I think seeing him at the Royal Rumble about a month ago, I think that kind of solidified that he's still got something left in the tank. And I can see him having some really, really good matches with a lot of the top guys like Kenny. I can see him getting his hands dirty with Cody, maybe the other Cage, because I know I want to hear your point about that, because that was a good point that you brought up with the names. But this is a good sign for AEW. What are your thoughts,
Very
buddy?
valuable as far as backstage knowledge and no pun intended, Captain Charisma, right? So he has some type of charm, and he's been around Edge, and he's been around a lot of legends and superstars, and he's been into some of the most iconic matches, ladder matches. As far as backstage stuff, and don't get me wrong, there's certain people there that just it just is what it is, just because he's just Christian. He's gonna put on some good matches. I don't know if any, five star Meltzer matches. But it, still he's gonna do something. And if his new gimmick is outwork everyone, then maybe he is. I don't know. But it's a big yard already. There's a lot of AEW talent pool is starting to grow, as far as like. And there's a lot of people that they're already doing disservices to. We spoke about One Miro, and there's just certain people that aren't focused on, and having more stars and them being ex-WWE guys, there's always potential of people saying that it's getting watered down by old WWE talent. It's starting to look like WCW. So I'm just, I'm talking about both sides of the coin. But definitely, if you're gonna look at the positive of this, is Christian has a lot to offer as far as knowledge base, and he looked good the last time we saw him with Edge in the ring at the Royal Rumble. So yeah, not terrible. What I do, what you just mentioned, and I had that's when I texted you. I'm like, okay, you went with Christian Cage and Impact, and that's kind of like what you were doing before you got to WWE many, many moons ago. Maybe some people don't know that, but damn, we got a Brian Cage.
Ethan
And then
Page,
we have Ethan Page, and we got Hangman Page. You know what I'm saying? It's like Brian Cage, right? That's we already
I hear
have a
you. I
Cage.
this is a
We have
valid
two
point, brother.
Cages, and it's just like that's the one thing when I have to say WWE does right. Like they monetize. And they put a cap on that. Like, there ain't gonna be a bunch of people running around. And I always like this story about Shane Helms when he got to when WWE purchased WCW. He got over there. And he was going by Shane Helms. They changed that shit quick because it was Shane McMahon. And Vince, he's not with that double name shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, he wants everything unique
Which.
and different.
You could say he does it sometimes a little too drastic, but I sometimes it does work. So I just
It
feel
works
like,
though. It works.
him being a legend and stuff like that, and coming there to to give the guys to make younger guys look better. He could at least had the brains to say, you know what? Can't let me can he why can he not just run with Christian? Is that like WWE copyright? The name Christian is but
Yes,
that's a
it
regular
is.
name.
Yeah. When he signed with WWE, you sign over that. The same way with John Cena signing over his government name and everything. It's the same thing.
That's the thing. He's just using the first name Christian.
Was the same thing with Cody, Isaac, right? Cody Rhodes, he just got the name back. He had to fight for that because he signed over the name Rhodes. You get me? Like that's when it goes into advertising.
That's crazy. So like they
you know,
own the name
merch.
Christian for every human being in the world. They own like
crazy, right? So what do you? So perfect example. Not to cut you off. Why do you think Bubba Ray Dudley couldn't go?
No,
over
I get
Bubba
the,
Ray Dudley
get
when he went
that.
Over to
but
Impact.
Those are like to me like these monikers, like these weird like made up names. But like
yeah,
to me,
yeah.
Christian is not a made up name. It's a real name. Like I know someone named Christian.
It's like. Right. It's funny because Cena can't say Cena was to go to AEW, he won't be able to use John Cena.
He gives,
have to go by
a
totally different name.
To
he gets
a cut, like a percentage still to Vince with movies and shit like that. I know that. I get it. I just think it's weird because Christian isn't like a unique name.
No, I agree, brother. It's a regular name. It's like Jose.
Yeah,
it's like it's Isaac, right?
Name.
Like,
so it's just weird to me. Like you couldn't just go by Christian and come up with something else.
I got a good question for you, Isaac. So, did you ever have you watched the WWE 24 on Edge?
The last one, the recent one,
like the recent one before he stepped into the ring with Randy at Mania. Did
I
you
think
ever
I've
did
seen
you watch
like
that one?
Parts of it or whatever, but I haven't seen it like in entirely.
So there was the interview in there, right? Edge talks about that a company approached him, right, to come back into the ring and wrestle, which was AEW, right? I think they approached both of them as a duo, as a tag team to bring both of them over. And then Edge, out of loyalty, out of respect to Vince, he went up to Vince and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about wrestling again. I got approached by this company, but I don't think it's right to do it here." Do you think Christian might have done the
same
thing?
Because there was already talks with for Fastlane. It was going to be, I think, Christian, Edge, Romans, and Jay. And there was, so I think,
that.
You know, maybe he was approached. Maybe he was approached,
okay.
and he didn't like what
right,
they
right.
offered.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, it shocks me that he was in the Rumble, right? They also got some merch coming out for him, like WWE, like, you know, with action figures and stuff like that, because, you know, I'm big into the actual action figure scene. And now he's on AEW. So to me, when I saw this, like, tonight, I was like, oh, shit, you know, it might have been a deal gone wrong between him and Vince and him and you know, Hunter, and they must have not been able to work out a deal. He was just like, "Hey, AEW offered this, I'm out." You know?
Yeah, no, he probably didn't like what they were offering.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Now this makes me think though, man, like do you ever see a big name before we move on to the last two matches that, you know, on the card? Do you see a big name in the WWE movement, like an AJ Styles one day, or, you know, or one of those guys that has connections to people on AEW. Do you ever see maybe somebody like that? Because Moxley was big. Moxley was huge. That was like Luger showing up when he was under contract with WWE.
Yeah.
You know, like, do you think another
it
name
would have
could
to
come
be
over?
Somebody that was really unhappy.
Because, you know, there's been rumors that, you know, AJ was not in agreement with getting rid of the Good Brothers, right? He was also in contact, you know, in talks about heading out at that point because he didn't like the way things were headed in his character direction, and that he wanted more of a part-time role, and, you know, that they didn't consult with him when they got rid of the Good Brothers after Mania. Like, I don't know, but I just feel like this might not be it. I think eventually, you know, we might get some more big names coming off from WWE. But the one thing I don't want to see, Isaac, is I don't want to see them sign just anybody that gets
released. I don't think
WWE.
That. I think they are getting people that probably make sense and that are friends. But an AJ Styles, I mean, it's a possibility because he wasn't a WWE homegrown talent. So it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess anyone really is a possibility. But, I mean, you won't see like a Randy Orton.
No. The reason I say AJ White, Joe, Samoa Joe, guys like that, because they have connections to a lot of the talent that.
Well, they're not homegrown.
AEW has, you know?
So those
not,
guys
right.
had names prior. So anyone I think who has a name prior, even though Christian is homegrown WWE, he already did that impact jump. So you can already say with him, you know, it's like now with certain NBA players, you already know because they go, he took a trade before, he'll take a trade again for the right money. So it's kind of like that. Like, but there's certain people that won't, like Edge, that don't surprise me that Edge didn't come. That doesn't surprise me at all. To me, Edge is like Undertaker, like he's in that realm, or Shawn Michaels or Triple H. Like, that's it, man. Edge is WWE to the death. Like,
Good
you ain't
point.
never gonna see Edge show up somewhere.
Yeah,
It's just not gonna
absolutely.
happen.
No, he's loyal
Yeah,
to
because to him,
Vince.
he thinks there ain't nothing better
He's
than
loyal. He's loyal to
WWE.
Vince.
He's entitled to that, so.
Truth. Very, 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 very good point, Isaac. Very good point. But kind of moving along to this is, my favorite match of the night, and I'm gonna give you a lot of credit too, Isaac. Like you called it, bro. You called it. It's on wax. We record it. Isaac was the one that said, I think it's gonna be a match that's pre-recorded, just to kind of cover up some things and make it exciting, a cinematic match. And let me tell you, I think matches like this work well. And I think this is a really good idea by AEW because you kind of cover up some of the in-ring stuff that you can do with Sting. And he hasn't been active for a long time. And I think this really showed off a lot of good stuff that you can do with cinematic matches with talent that's a little bit older. And I think we saw that a lot with Undertaker at WrestleMania against AJ Styles. He looked great, looked fantastic. I thought Sting looked amazing tonight. I thought the match was did it lived up to every bit of the hype. And a lot of the talent, let me tell you, just to like say this and get it out of the way right now, FTW, that's something special. Some that right there, that's let me tell you, that could be the to me the biggest faction in AEW if they continue to build it the right way. Hobbs is a super, super, superstar. So is Brian Cage, so is Starks. I think Hook is also a good dynamic into that team. And Taz, let me tell you. Listening to Taz do the play-by-play for this match, I would have liked him to do the entire
Yeah,
pay-per-view,
well,
Isaac. He was incredible, bro. And you called this, man. You said it last week on the show, and now me kind of like listening to it, Isaac, and absorbing it, I'm 100% in agreement with you, man. Like he did a great
he's
job
much,
calling this match.
much better with Excalibur and playing when he goes into kayfabe and he's playing his part. It works. It works. And he knows, and he knows
It
how to
does,
have
man. It
a
does.
kind of a biased thing where he gives them kind of credit too. When he sees this guy getting beat up, like he'll say it's he'll you know or like when the guy when Darby was climbing the pillar and he was like, look at him, look he like
Yes.
he just knows what he's doing. I think he just fits this time period. That's why he shines more than anyone there. But
He does, man. He does.
yeah, I
God, the
was
guy's
very
great.
happy with this match, man. I think this was my favorite thing of the night. Period.
Me too.
And the first
Me
thing
too.
I
I
thought
second that.
was
Yep.
halfway through was Sting is showing that WWE, excuse me, dropped the ball big time. Because
Yes, they did.
how did you
Yes,
not
they did.
put Sting and Undertaker in a cinematic match?
Yes, in a cinematic match. Oh my God, I was thinking the same thing,
How
bro.
did you
Thinking this. Go
not
ahead,
do
bro. Keep
this? And
going.
to me, that's what that
Speak these
when it
facts, man.
finishes
Speak the
and Edge
facts.
excuse me, Sting is looking into the camera, that last shot. To me, for
Yes,
whatever reason,
yeah.
to me that felt like that's what that was. Like kind of looking at him like, you kidding me? Look how dope that was. Like it
Look
looked
how
fire.
dope I
Yeah,
looked in
this
this
was
match.
the shots were dope, the camera work was good. I liked the Hobbs and Hook jumped in. I thought that was cool. Yo, they did a lot of cool shit here, yo. A lot of
Yeah, Hobbs with the
yeah,
mask though,
with the
Isaac. How
RSD
cool was
mask
that,
that,
right?
and
With the
then
goon mask? Yeah,
him and
yo.
Cage throwing Darby into that window. So fire.
Bro. Bro. Honestly, man, I think Darby doesn't get enough credit. And this is where. So I'm going to tell you a little story, right? I used to go to the Evolve shows all the time in New York, right? And Darby was one of the talents on Evolve. He was one of the guys that WWE was looking at to bring into the Performance Center, right? I remember one time I walk into the hot dog stand to get something to eat, right? And I hear these are guys from WWE. I don't know if they were talent relations. I don't know what they were, right? Darby's match was on. I think he was wrestling Harlem Bravado, who just signed with WWE on a Performance Center contract. The only thing I overheard was his gimmick is a little weird, right? And he's too small. That's all I heard. You get me? And look how good he's been. Look how, believable he's been. Look how high the bar he has set. Like, I mean, he's, Sting has, of course, raised it a lot higher with him, being together and everything. But I think pairing these two guys up together, I felt like Darby has learned a lot from Sting, being silent, not being on the mic as much. The whole thing of sitting in the crowd in the stands, I think that plays a cool thing. Changing the belt from red to black to paint his gimmick, the pants that he had on today instead of shorts, right? Like these are all things that me and you caught. And I think these are all stuff that, Sting brings to the actual picture, right? And to touch a little bit on what you said, like I was sitting there saying, man, if you gave me this match at Mania this year, right? Taker Sting, like this, the ratings would be through the roof, bro. Like this is something that as fans, us, like me and yourself, we've been asking for this match for decades, right? And you mean to tell me that it wouldn't work? Sting looked great today. Sting took some bumps where I was shocked that he got back up. And I'm one of the biggest Sting supporters ever. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. And I was scared for him in a few times, but he looked incredible, man. And the to me, Sting is the Undertaker of AEW. He's going to be the guy that's going to bring things backstage because I heard that he's on a multi-year deal now, and he might be on a part-time basis when it comes for big matches. But when a guy like Sting is controlling your locker room and kind of taking young talent into the wing, how are you not going to listen to a guy like Sting? These are all ideas that. Again, I feel like Matt Hardy doesn't get enough credit. It was this he started this in Impact with the Hardy Compound, and look what it's developed into. And I think sometimes, they don't get enough credit for the things that these guys on AEW have done to the business as a whole. And right now there's a new dynamic because what you can do with this cinematic universe, and I call it universe because that's what it is, this is a whole different opening. Guys who are in their mid-40s now are a lot older. That were studs back in the day, they can still have a longer life shelf in wrestling because you can put them in
Done
matches like
properly
this.
and right story. This could work.
Right.
And yeah, I think it works even better with people like Undertaker and Sting, like these Dark and Darby Allins.
These dark, gritty,
These kind of characters it
characters.
works with, or even like The Fiend, like Bray Wyatt. It
Bray
works for these
Wyatt,
kind of
right.
characters. So I'm happy that it was pulled off good. I'm ha It was a pleasant surprise for me, bro, because I was not really that looking forward to this match. And even from the opening of it was dope. It was dope. I got nothing but nice and good thing.
It was
That
great.
the Darby drop in the end. I mean, I seen it coming from a mile
Yeah, the
away
coffin
because of the
drop.
way it was set up and the window and
Me too, with the
that
window.
board.
Yeah.
But I don't care
Good call.
that it was. It was so good that I could care less that I saw that a mile away. That was like years of watching wrestling, your wrestling eye. So, you can't do nothing about that. It's like subconsciously you notice it, you see it, and you already know what's
Nah.
gonna happen, and you accept
Yeah.
it. Right, it's built in.
It's
So,
built into us,
I
man.
was in, and usually I'll be upset with something like that, but this was done so dope.
No, it was good, man. I let me tell you, man, the
What?
camera guy that shot that, he should be the
He
one on
should be
AEW
leading
shooting on Dynamite.
it, directing the show.
Because yo, he did some amazing cuts, right? He did some amazing cuts. There was the, let me tell you, everything was performed well. The scene looked gritty. It didn't look very movie-ish at all. It looked dirty, gritty, and right to the point, man. Even when Darby was going down the steps with the skateboard, the smooth transition into Sting with the pickup truck, and it was just great, man. I just love the way this was directed. And Taz, man, Taz is the unsung hero, man, because him doing the actual play-by-play and JR being his sidekick on this and Excalibur, that was great, man. It was really good him making fun of the car, him talking, keeping the secrets that he knew about the match. It
Felt like
was
Lucha Underground
built
on crack.
perfectly.
Like I
It
felt
did.
like
No,
Lucha
it
on the
did. That's it.
Ground
It's a good call, man.
done
Good call.
just better, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because Underground be a little more
Yeah,
hokey. This
yeah.
felt a little more believable,
Right.
yeah, and that,
Realistic.
and I don't know. I just thought
Yeah.
it was, it just worked, and if and it was like refreshing on the show because a lot of these matches were long and they were just matches, and it took you out of it. So this was dope. I'm happy for Sting.
No, me too. Me too. This was a really, really good showing, and I don't think
No.
we've seen the last of them at all. 100%. But kind of moving into the main event, bro. This is the match that I think everybody was really, really waiting for on the card. The exploding barbed wire death match. I'm gonna go into it and say I enjoy the match.
No.
I didn't enjoy the ending. I didn't. That was terrible, man. And let me tell you, I'm not gonna say shame on freaking Moxley. I'm not gonna say also shame on
Kingston?
what's his face and Kingston. I feel like this is where he should have
Yes.
called an audible. I think they could have did an audible, and he could have said, and Omega would have been great calling, saying, "Oh, you thought the ring was gonna explode, but I got you. I got you." You know, I think that would have been great. You get me? I think that would have been a good dynamic where if you would have built the story. But when I saw the explosion, I was thinking about what you said, Isaac. All right, the ring is going to collapse. This thing is going to go down. They're going to play it off real ugly. And we're not going to see Moxie for a while
Yeah.
because he's going to go on baby leave, right? And this just it don't get me wrong. Like the match was great. I think it did everything that let me tell you, that one winged angel on the chair, that shit was nasty. Like, holy shit. I don't know how Moxley
Wow.
took that. But it was great. But that ending, I just feel like, man, this is where you could have called an audible and you would
This
have been
is
the
when you
hero.
watch a pretty good movie and you're waiting for that end. And then the end just throws the whole shit off, and it's like, damn, man. Because I was actually okay with this match, and I thought it surprised me. I thought it was gonna be
Yeah.
like the shits. Even like the explosion on the ropes, they weren't like the most believable thing, but it still worked. It was cool. I liked how they were playing it off, how Mox, Omega would act like it was like affecting his eyes, or just being near it bothered your ears. All
Yeah.
that shit was cool.
Yeah.
And the bomb, everything was good up until that end. I think they should have called the audible, like you said. I think Moxley should have told him, like, yo, Kenny, get upset. Like, act like nothing happened. Like, they explode. Like, they should have spoke to him
Right,
because
right.
who turned out to look like the most foolish person in this is the person who wasn't even in the match. Yeah, Kingston looked
Eddie
like he
Kingston,
jumped on somebody, was like Saving Private Ryan. Like one of those crazy epic war movies, like to jump on a grenade for his best friend, which was cool. I kind of liked it because they have like this long
right.
story between
I
them, and it's
did.
like, all right, he's gonna come save essentially his old friend that he has battles with, and I thought that was gonna be all right. I was cool with that, but I think this made this ways you could have done this. You could have done some kind of spring acrobat where the ring kind of moves like hydraulics, and then like do a lot of smoke and crazy effects, and then have like the ring cave in a little bit and have them like kind of disappear, like something should have
The
happened.
ring should have collapsed.
And it
100%.
just and yeah, so apparently
100%.
Moxley was like after the show on the mic saying Omega can't rig
Yeah.
a ring of firework of dynamite, yeah, for shit or whatever.
For shit.
So I guess they're gonna try to play that into the character, into the story, because Omega was seen on Dynamite building the contraption. So maybe they'll blame it on that.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
how are they gonna?
How they
So
gonna play the
supposedly the
Kingston thing
announcers were
off,
saying
like,
that
you
the
know, like,
aroma. But come on, then Moxley would have been knocked out
oh,
too.
but come on, bro. Then
Yeah,
Moxie would
so
have
I
been
don't
knocked
know. It
out
was
then
it.
too.
Let's just chalk it up to a giant botch, and a shame on their fireworks
Yeah.
guy. Because Cody's fireworks and the Young Bucks fireworks are, yeah, like more
Way better
devastating.
than
Like
that.
that shit was,
Kane had better
bro. That shit
fireworks in
was
the turnbuckle
Gilbert
than that, right?
level. Like
Yeah.
Gilbert. Like psh, 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 psh. That shit went off like. That's the type of shit that I was giving my nephew, like to I, you that you crack on 4th of July, and you let them just spin it
On Fourth of
around. It's like these
July,
little
right.
shit was, it was
The
bullshit. It was
sparkle. I know
bullshit.
exactly what
I
you're
just felt
saying.
bad for Kingston most of all
Yeah,
because
bro.
these two guys just had like this
I did.
bloody
I did too.
war, and you came out and some fucking
No, I
fireworks
did,
knocked
man.
you out. Like damn fool. Like a damn fool.
Yeah, no. It was
If
like a
Vince,
damn fool, man. It was
yeah,
bad.
it was
I
good.
mean,
If
I
Vince was
enjoyed the
there, he
match.
would have, oh, man.
He was like, you know how Vince was laughing. You could tell if he ever sees this, he's gonna just nod
God
his head.
damn it,
You know,
that's
like,
good shit.
but this is where, right? This is where WWE gets the shit right, though, Isaac. Like, this is where
Yeah, they would
they
rehearse
win
this
at
like a
stuff like
motherfucker,
this. You
bro.
get me? They're not gonna. Yeah, Vince would have had these pyro guys sweating bullets. Like, yo, this is not fucking working. Like, I need to get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is where they when they rehearse this shit, it's like, is done right. I think it should have been, and again, it's the main event. I get it. You couldn't record this, right? But that ring should have collapsed. Something should have happened. The curtain should have got on fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could have did something really creative, better than what they did. And the thing is, the sad thing is, these guys had a war in that ring. It was a great match from beginning to finish. And this is
The
all
whole
people are going to
pay-per-view
talk
is what
about.
they're going to talk about. Pages,
That's
all
it.
everything that happened
That's it.
is not going to even be thought of.
Let me tell you, if Moxley would have just told Kingston to pull the audible and get off him, and then he grabbed the mic and talked some shit, pay-per-view would have been boom. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a great pay-per-view anyway. I enjoyed it. I got my money's worth. But that part right there, for a lot of people, that they're
I
just
mean,
gonna
it
keep talking
spoils
about that, you
the
know?
pay-per-view a little bit. Unfortunately, it's gonna have this stain on it. But all around, it was fun. It was still a fun pay-per-view. But fucking that ending
No,
was
right.
that. Yo, to be honest,
Yeah, it was atrocious,
that
bro.
might have knocked out Shockmaster. The Shockmaster botch. Wait, going through the wall. Yeah,
Going through
this,
the wall and
this.
falling with the helmet.
Yo, he might have. They might have took the. Bro, this is as
Got it
bad
that
as.
bad, Isaac?
This is
Yeah,
as
this is
bad as
bad. This is bad. This is
the
bad.
Fiend in the cage with Seth Rollins.
Oh yeah, that you're talking about with Seth Rollins with the red
He was
lights,
like,
and then they had to make him quit, and the crowd was like
they hit
booing
him
him
with
and shit. Yeah,
everything
I remember
in
that
the
was in San
world.
Antonio. Bro, on top of
Yeah,
that, they
and
had a
this is
red light
poor.
with a red
And this
cage.
is
How does
up
that
there
make
with all that
sense?
stuff. Like, this is bad, bro. And this is like some that ending was probably one of the
This is
worst,
bad.
like in wrestling history, like of all wrestling. And it sucked
Yeah, bro.
because it was this was
Wow.
pretty it was pretty pretty well done. Pretty
It was
well
a
done.
fire match. Yeah. So overall, Isaac, what do you think is next for Omega?
Oh, I don't know because I thought this was going to be Moxley's exit. So this is still leaves a giant window for Moxley and him because. They beat the shit out of Moxley,
Right.
so I have I guess it's still Moxley. I don't know. I guess it's still
Right,
Moxley.
right. No, right, no. I'll be honest too. I don't know. I really don't know what's next. I mean, I can't. Again, I could see. I can't
Not
see him
yet.
moving away from Moxley, you know. But I honestly, like, if you really think about this, right, before we wrap up, who else is out there that's in the title picture, right?
There, that and
Like, we can't think of a clear cut name
no,
right
that
now and just
and
be like, yo, he deserves a title
who's
shot.
a bigger face? Not the who's a better face, but who's a bigger face than Moxley? I
No,
guess.
right.
Not even Cody
Yeah,
because
Moxley,
Cody. There's
right?
people that
They
dislike
don't.
Cody because of some of the things
Right.
I mentioned earlier. You know how he's kind of like they make Triple H comparisons to him or whatever. Moxley. Kind of has like this clean slate. He's like this badass anti-hero, and he's kind of like
Right.
to somebody out there, he's Stone Cold to this generation. So in a sense, it's just there's no one more. There's no more.
I got
There's no one higher for Omega to really, you know. It would cool down on it'll cool down Omega a
I got
lot.
one
Let
name.
me hear what you gotta say, 'cause it will cool him down, whoever's next.
This is just me thinking out, just thinking outside the box. What if Darby drops on Wednesday and he moves up to the title picture? Would
I
you
think
be
it'd be too
opposed to
soon
that?
for Darby. I like him with the TNT
You gonna
title
be too
only
quick?
because
I do, I do, I do, I do too.
it's a really good face for the company. Like it's like this really unique. It's almost like that pocket, that little window, that time when Jeff Hardy was like on the top of TNA and he was like the face of them and he was walking around with the championship and he had the crowd singing his song and he was like really, really lit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think Darby has a long way to go with the TNT title, believe it or not. I think he may have it, I think, longer than Cody. I think
I think so too.
he's gonna be like
I mean, if he
RVD with
doesn't
that
drop,
TV
yeah.
title back in the day. Like,
Okay.
I don't know. I see what you're saying. I do see what you're saying, but I think maybe in the future. You know what I mean? I think right now he's on fire, bro. He ain't losing that shit to Scorpio Sky.
No,
He,
I was
there
just,
is no one,
throwing it
he's the
out there,
only
like, as
person I
possibilities.
would say after Moxley that it got like this organic baby face. I mean, you could say Jungle Boy, but Jungle Boy has a long way ahead of him.
He has a long way ahead of him, yeah. And still with the tag and all
Yep,
that
so
still
there's
throws a
not
wrench into
anybody else I could
things.
think of.
It's good. But it's funny because this is
People,
where they got to start
yeah.
building more faces.
Hopefully,
They got to keep building
Ethan
more
Page
people.
can be
They
one of those
have to.
guys because, like I said earlier, he has the look, he has the height, he has the charisma. The kid looks like a star, bro. Like, despite him being a wrestler, he looks like he could be an
A million
actor or
bucks. He
something
looks
like
good.
that. So,
I love Ethan Page. I'm a
big
big
Ethan Page
talented
fan,
kid, bro.
yeah. And he got himself in
Yeah.
crazy shape.
It's
It
gonna be
reminds me of
good.
like Chris Pratt, like when Chris
Yeah.
Pratt was like big on Parks and Rec, and then he just transformed himself from
On
Guardians of
Parks
the
and Rec,
Galaxy.
right?
Like if you look at Ethan Page a couple of years ago, he was a totally different, he was a totally different body shape,
He
and
was
he
heavy.
totally transformed himself, and he
Yeah,
became,
yeah.
and look where he's at now. So
No, he looks
there is some
great,
sort of
man.
dedication behind that guy, and I think it was obvious. It was only a matter of time with him. So.
Absolutely, brother. But overall, great card, brother. Great card. I think it lived up to the hype. It's gonna the ending didn't, and that's something that we're
Yeah.
gonna be talking about for years to come, And we're gonna see a lot of that on a lot of, these Instagram accounts, Twitter, probably gonna see it on Botch Club, which is one of my favorite. But
I
overall,
think
man,
it was
I thought it
cool.
was
I
a
do
great
think
card. What
that
do you
was
think?
too many hats on top of a hat. Like I think it was too much things and for one pay-per-view. Ladder match, the tag team Royal Rumble. A cinematic match, a barbed wire death match. I think they need to, they
A lot
need
of
to take
gimmick
it back
matches.
just a little bit. They could spread these kind of these things out, and do like some of those special matches on Dynamite. Like they could have easily had that tag team Royal Rumble and Dynamite. Easily,
Oh yeah,
they don't need to be there.
I
And
agree.
then that woman's title match, I know they're trying to
I
give
agree.
Sheeta some time on pay-per-view, but that could have been on Dynamite as well. For what it turned out to be. Yeah. So I mean if I had to rate it, I guess I'll give it like a 8, a 7, maybe like a 7, 7.5 because of that explosion. I would have gave it like an 8.
Yeah, I mean, I give it an
Okay.
8 because of this thing, cinematic, Darby Allin against FTR. I thought that match was
That's
just
my
so
favorite
good.
cinematic match
So
I've
I
seen
give it an
so far. I
8.
think that was better than the Boneyard.
Me too. I agree.
Yeah, and
I agree 100%.
before that, yeah, I would have said the
Boneyard was really
Boneyard
good,
was
but
amazing. It
this
was
was
so
better.
dope.
Yeah. No, this was really good, and I seen the compound matches with with Matt and all that, and this is better than all of them. I just, Boneyard 2, this is one.
Best cinematic match.
I'm in
So
agreement.
at least they got that right tonight. They got a really good cinematic match
Absolutely.
out of a fucking legend, and having Miro and a couple of WWE guys and botching some other guys' entry, like their what is it like their entry into the company. At least they did this right. Mm-hmm. This is the one thing that WWE could see and say, shit, we dropped the ball with Sting for sure. This is that one thing. Like Miro,
mm-hmm.
they could, you can have Bruce Prichard somewhere mm-hmm. watching Miro and saying, okay, we didn't lose anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is
right.
probably how, it's
right.
probably how Vince Sting felt back in the day when he saw Lex Luger eventually. After a year after Lex Luger debuted on WCW, I'm sure Vince after a year later was like, I don't know the fuck they could keep him. Right. So I think that's what's happening when most talents are going over there. But Sting, they definitely showed mm-hmm. how to use Sting the right way, at least tonight. So cool night.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see what happens, right? All right, Az, you want to give any shout outs or anything that you want to say before you get off,
crazy,
brother?
No. I'm good, bro.
All right. Me neither, man. It was a great night. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the pay-per-view. We'll see you guys on Thursday with a brand new episode because we record those on Wednesday. But overall, brother, it was a great night. I'm glad you enjoyed the pay-per-view.
All right,
I'll
brother.
See you this week.